How do you approach the patient in the metastatic setting where you're hoping for cure in terms of systemic therapy?
Systemic chemotherapy. When we try to shoot for cure, meaning surgical resection of metastasis, because that's what it implies, is first of all, a multimodality approach, which includes the surgeon right up front. So patients where I make the decision on this could be a surgical candidate, which includes almost all patients with liver-limited disease, I present these patients to a surgeon, and the integrated practice we have at Mayo Clinic makes it very easy because we share the same workroom with our liver surgeons. Secondly, once we establish, okay, this patient is potentially a surgical candidate in view of comorbidities, age, location of the metastasis, etc., and the input, of course, of the surgeon, we're shooting for a response. We're trying to shrink the metastasis. And this is a different concept than shooting for time and quality of life in a palliative setting. So we try to select regimens outside of a clinical trial which give us a greatest chance of significant tumor shrinkage. In my eyes, it's at least a chemotherapy doublet plus one or even two biologic agents. This goes way beyond what has been tested in clinical trials so far, and it's associated with a significant financial burden when we, let's say, combine FOLFOX with bevacizumab plus cetuximab. Having said that, a curative approach, I think, beats all financial considerations, and I'd be very willing to invest $60,000, $80,000 for a short-term course of treatment to see whether a patient can be a candidate for a curative approach.
What about shooting for cure in patients who have disease in the liver, but also disease elsewhere? Is that something you ever do?
Yes. If we see a patient with liver metastasis and limited pulmonary metastasis, for instance, I get my thoracic surgery colleagues involved, and we normally go for a three-stage approach. After initial consultation, we'll start with chemotherapy, establish chemosensitivity of the tumor, which I think is one of the key prognostic indicators that patients might be a candidate for a curative approach. Secondly, we'll normally address the liver surgical question first, meaning getting a liver surgeon remove the hepatic metastasis, and then subsequently the lung metastasis.